It's time for a very special edition of Live and Local. And live from the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Good of you to join me this afternoon. Appreciate the company. It is the 15th annual Omaha Dance Project. It takes place January 24th through the 26th at the Mary Joy and Tal Anderson Performing Arts Center. That's about 7400 Military Avenue for those keeping track at home. And the artistic director of the Omaha Dance Project and Omaha Academy of Ballet is with me today, Juliet Henning.
Hi, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming in today. I do appreciate it, especially with a little bit of cold.
Yes,
and blustery weather out there. This is a neat show. Elias Morelda?
Yes.
Based on Victor Hugo's character created in The Hunchback of Notre Dame. If you'd like to explain who she is. She inadvertently caused all the trouble, didn't she?
Yes, so Esmeralda was originally choreographed in 1844. It's a classical ballet, and we are doing an inspiration from the novel. Typically, it is done in Russia, and it's three acts. I've condensed it down to two shorter acts. I've tried to keep all the main characters in it to keep it as close to the story as we can. It's just a really cool story. It's a tragic love story. The lead character, of course, is La Esmeralda. She is a gypsy. She is being played by Jaden Johnson. She's a 16-year-old girl. She's super talented.
Jaden is, not La Esmeralda herself.
Yes.
But the dancer is 16 and extremely talented.
Yeah. She likes to call herself a brown ballerina. I like to think of her as a young Misty Copeland. She's just a beautiful dancer. She works super hard, super dedicated, and she's really excited to perform this role.
And the role out of Victor Hugo's story, just as a quick background, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, we all know, rang the bells and everything, and he saw Esmeralda dancing and fell in love with her. And that's where things went awry for The Hunchback of Notre Dame, because he fell in love with her. And at first it was almost a sort of a Beauty and the Beast type of thing. It was unrequited at first, but then she realized that he had such a great soul, such a great heart.
Yes. And she feels sorry for him, and there's quite a few little love stories going on within the ballet, but I don't want to spoil it. We have 55 dancers in this production of La Esmeralda.
Wow.
Yeah, and we have 7 men, which is really exciting to have men, which is unusual for us. And there's partnering, and just really good experience for the dancers.
Oh, that's great. I want to digress for just a moment. As far as Omaha Academy of Ballet, if whether it's a man or a woman or a boy or a girl listening who says, well, you know, I might like to try that out, you can go to oabdance.org for information. But you know, do you hold auditions for each production, or do you hold auditions for a season? How does that work?
Yeah, we have one audition for this production of Omaha Dance Project. It's usually in the spring, early summer, and any dancer in Omaha can audition. And it's just a great experience. It's more like a professional show. We also have guest choreographers, so there's contemporary works as well. We're having 3 this year. One is to the music of Carmina Burana, which I love that music. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And it's like super energetic and athletic kind of piece, intense. And then Flamenco Omaha is also performing, which is new for us to have flamenco dancers. It's really cool. And it's just really fun and entertaining. The audience loves them. And then we're having another piece by Lauren Wickert. It's contemporary, and it's a little moodier and darker and dramatic, I would say.
Wow, you've really had your work cut out for you. What are the rehearsals like now? I mean, we're coming down to it, or so you're doing full run-throughs now?
Yes, we are.
Each night? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. And everything, everything's
couple rehearsals this weekend.
Sure. And everything's looking great and everybody's hitting their marks.
Yes, it's coming together. I'm super excited. It's really unusual that we're doing this. Not a lot of people do La Esmeralda, so I really hope everyone comes and buys their tickets to see it. The dancers have worked so hard, and they've done an amazing job, and it's just going to be really good and super entertaining.
Outstanding. Well, she is Juliet Henning. She's the artistic director of the Omaha Dance Project. This is the 15th annual Omaha Dance Project production, La Esmeralda, based on Victor Hugo's Hunchback of Notre Dame. And she is also the artistic director of the Omaha Academy of Ballet. Thank you very much for coming.
You're welcome.
In.
Thank you for having me.
If anybody's looking for information about any of this, oabdance.org. NPR continues now.